Okay, what if you don't have your own sukkah? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes, Yotin b'sukkah she'ula, that you can fulfill the mitzvah with a borrowed sukkah, aval lo b'sukkah gezula. You cannot fulfill the mitzvah with a stolen sukkah. So what does that look like? How do you go about stealing a sukkah? So here's the most likely example. V'lachina osi la'aso sukkah b'rishas harabim. Can't build a sukkah in Rishas HaRabim. Can't build a sukkah on land that doesn't belong to you. B'shas HaDchak. Now, if there's no other manner and there's no other means, She'ein lo sukkah acharas b'shum ofen, there's no other way of being able to procure a sukkah for the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah, then yoshev ba, you can sit in a sukkah that was built on public property. U'mevarich alein, you can even make the bracha. Why is that okay? It's okay, the Bir Halacha talks about this, that there is a presumption that nobody really cares. Nobody really cares that you build a sukkah in the Rishos Rabbim. You see, there are all kinds of things that go on the sidewalk and on public property, and nobody makes too much of a fuss about it. Set up, lemonade stands or whatever. So if you build a sukkah, then therefore it can be presumed that they're mochel and that they allow you to do so. Tremendous nafkamina. Tremendous practical difference here. So what happens if you know that that's not the case? What happens if you know that they are makbid, right? You know the story about somebody who was living in, I don't know if this is apocryphal or not, I assume so, right? Somebody living in an apartment building, and they wanted to put up a sukkah, but they didn't have any of their own space to be able to do it in, their own mirpeset, right? It was like, there was an overhang above it, so they didn't know what to do, so they just decided, you know, we're just going to build it, and they built it, and lo and behold, there was an eviction notice that was placed on top of the, or cease and desist order, or whatever it was, that was placed on the sukkah, and it said, this must be removed within the next 2 weeks. And, fine, no problem. Now, the problem with that story is that if you know that the owner of the land does not want you there, refuses to have you, they just have no legal recourse, they have no means of actually prying you away from that piece of property until sukkah is actually over, that becomes a sukkah gezula. So you have to be very, very careful. You have to be very careful, ideally, again, that the property is yours, that it's yours that you're building on, or that you get permission. You know, we need to build a hut, and people are afraid of religious harassment very often anyway, and you can try to play that card maybe a little bit. And otherwise, shul sukkah and borrowed sukkahs, and there are other means of being able to fulfill the mitzvah properly.